Even while these people were worshiping the Lord, they were serving their idols. That's our passage today from 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 41, as we continue our journey through the Bible. Today's passage chronicles Israel's sad demise when they were captured and deported to Assyria. All this took place because the Israelites sinned against the Lord their God, who had brought them up out of Egypt. They worshiped other gods and followed the practices of the nations the Lord had driven out before them. It was not that Israel stopped worshiping God. The problem was that they worshiped God, and then in blatant disobedience to commandments number one and two, they worshiped other gods. They never quite got the "no other gods before me" part, and "no image in the form of anything" instruction. But then, do we? I know it's a worn-out question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Do you have any idols in your life? The question is worn out because from 2 Kings to the present day, idols continue to make us stumble. Idols like jobs, possessions, relationships, money, hobbies, and a host of other things. These things serve as an add-on for many worshipers. You know, it's sad that today's passage described Israel, but having been warned of sin's consequences, it's even more tragic if this passage describes you today. Father, examine our hearts. Point out anything and everything that we serve along with you. Please help us to tear down idols before it's too late. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.